let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. 90 Days by Cheyenne Daly is a collection of poems that will take the reader through the journey of love and heartbreak. 90 Days is a personal look at the events that have scarred and inspired Cheyenne. This collection attempts to capture the nuances of love and some of the hardships that come with shattered relationships. 90 Days is separated into six sections. Cheyenne is a licensed master social worker, writer, and travel enthusiast. Lived in Seville, Spain for several months, which contributed to her passion for travel. During her graduate study, she traveled to Senegal, Africa, where she conducted a need-based assessment for mental health services. She's also passionate about social justice issues, such as mental health disparities in the Black community. Her long-term goal is to open her own practice as a psychotherapist. Specifically, she's interested in providing better access to psychiatric services in underserved communities. This is her second book. She lives in Westchester, New York, and Cheyenne Daly, author of 90 Days, is our guest on This Week in America. Cheyenne, welcome to the program. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here. I'm so honored, and I cannot wait to get into this conversation with you guys.
Well, there is so much to talk about, and you've done such an excellent, honest job in presenting this book in 90 days, and that's why the reviews have been so excellent, and you're touching so many people. Let's first of all start with the why. What inspired you? What motivated you to write 90 Days?
Yeah. So, you know, I had been in a serious relationship for over 2 years, and actually when it ended, I kind of didn't know how else to deal with the heartbreak. So I've always had such a huge passion for writing. So, you know, I kind of just started journaling about my feelings, about my process, and that actually was how the book was created. I, you know, as a New Yorker, I commute to work. So I was on the train and I remember, you know, being really sad and writing these poems. And, you know, I decided to create it into a book. Writing is so therapeutic for me. And it was my way of, you know, speaking to the world and also speaking to myself.
You know, that's interesting. And I was going to ask you about the therapeutic asset as you're doing this. Did you originally start to write this just for yourself or yourself? And then you had planned on sharing it with other people. How did that evolve?
Yeah, so I originally started writing it for myself. Writing was just something, you know, that I was able to do to connect with like my inner self and my inner child. So when I started it, it was basically something that I was writing for myself to process my feelings. I didn't know how to articulate what I was feeling, so it was easier for me to write it down. The words kind of just flowed better that way. But then eventually, you know, I realized how good it was. And I also realized that so many other people could relate to this because, you know, most people, for at least once in their life, experience, if not a heartbreak, at least a breakup. So I realized how, you know, how reachable this was for other people. And I thought that it would be important for other people to have this resource because, you know, for me, in my experience with going through heartbreak, you know, storytelling was something that I really valued and listening to other people's stories and how they overcame their hardships really, really helped me get out of my own situation. So I wanted to be that person for others.
Well, and you have been. The reviews have been excellent. The book is 90 Days by Cheyenne Daly. That's spelled C-H-Y-E-N-N-E, Daly, D-A-L-E-Y. We'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And if you go to writersrepublic.com, just put in 90 Days and you'll have information on the book there as well. Talk about the process of writing this book. It's one thing as you're commuting every day into the city and back home to write the thoughts down, to write the poems, to do the journaling, but then to present mm-hmm. this in book form to other people. What was that process like? What did you go through to make sure that you were going to do a book that was going to help other people?
Yeah. So that part, you know, I was very strategic about making sure that the book was able to translate to others. So I separated it into six sections actually on purpose. So the first section is called Attraction, which are some short poems that, you know, talk about the feelings that you get when you first meet a significant other. The next line string goes into intimacy, which I wanted to have because I think that that's a very human experience that I wanted to have some erotic poems that people were also able to connect to. The next few sections are uncertainty, betrayal, nostalgia, and then healing. And that is basically the part that divulges into the heartbreak aspect, or, you know, dealing with infidelity or dealing with trust issues, or, you know, any kind of situations that people might experience in a relationship, and then talking about how you can heal from that. So that was very, very important for me as I was writing the book, because I wanted to make sure that the trajectory of the book made sense. And I wanted it to feel like a relationship, you know, feel the sequence of events of what was taking place.
You talk about the six sections. We got attraction, speaks for itself, intimacy, you described. Talk about uncertainty as you're mentioning that. And I'm thinking maybe that's where a lot of this begins, where we sense that maybe right. this isn't going to work, but we really don't know what to do about it. Are there red flags when you hit that uncertainty that you should be aware of?
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. So that was one of the reasons why I put that specific section in the book, because I think that, you know, a lot of people sometimes feel uncertain about certain things. But, you know, we live in a society where we're just told, you know what, push through. Maybe I'm overthinking.
Yes.
So there definitely were red flags in my relationship that I was not able to see until it ended. So that specific section was very, very important. And in that section, you know, I talk about the different red flags that came up for me, the things that, you know, people should be looking out for, and essentially just trusting your gut whenever you do have those uncertain feelings.
The book we're talking about is 90 Days. Cheyenne Daly is the author and our guest. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com, for example. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about nostalgia. That's something that's interesting as well. Nostalgia can be our friend and can be our enemy. I assume in this case, it can be an enemy. You go, it has ended, this relationship is over, yet we are nostalgic about the good times we had together, the places we went together. How difficult is that to control the nostalgia and have it work for you rather than against you?
Yeah, so nostalgia, like you said, could be your friend or your enemy. And actually, when I began writing the book, I actually wrote the sections backwards. So I wrote the healing section and the nostalgia section first, because those were the emotions that were, you know, very prominent and that I was feeling very heavily. So with nostalgia, you know, it was very, very hard, because like you said, you know, there are great times that, you know, you reminisce about and then you miss that special someone. But then I think also remembering the reasons why the relationship ended, and knowing like how to self-soothe properly, having healthy coping skills, and, you know, being able to pick yourself up when you do feel yourself falling back into, you know, those feelings of nostalgia.
I mentioned in the beginning, all of these sections, the six sections in Cheyenne's book, 90 Days, highlight the journey towards self-love and wholeness. And I'm thinking it really is a journey, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really, really is a journey. I think that, you know, it's going to be continuous. And that's the importance of us, you know, taking adequate care of ourselves and practicing self-love and working towards wholeness, because it's not something, you know, that can happen overnight. It is something that we have to be very intentional about in order to, you know, reap its benefits.
Tell me about self-love. That's something we hear a lot about. What exactly is that? When you were dealing with self-love after you went through the relationship, and as you're talking to people as a social worker about self-love, what exactly is that? How do we go about that?
Yeah, I think that this is a really, really important question. And I think that it's really hard to answer because everyone is different. And I think that knowing yourself and knowing what you love is the best way to kind of figure out how to properly love yourself. But I think it starts with worthiness and just knowing that you are capable of love, you are deserving of love, and you know, you have to give yourself the love that you think you deserve. So, you know, being able to treat yourself or being able to care for yourself are things that are very, very important.
And I think you said something interesting there. It almost sounds like you're saying there's not a one-size-fits-all journey here. There will be differences for different people. Is that true?
Yes, yes, I believe that that is true, you know, because self-love, I think, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, I don't think that that's something we're taught, right? It's kind of something that over time, you learn how you want to be treated by getting mistreated by others. So then in return, it teaches you, you know, how to better take care of yourself and how to love yourself properly. So for me, that was shown by me, you know, meditating. I started to listen to affirming videos. I started to say affirmations to myself daily. I started to, you know, journal. And those were all ways that were able to soothe me and brought me, you know, a sense of wholeness and a sense of joy. So yeah, self-love can look very different. You know, there are people who love working out, which I admire. And I think that's a form of self-love. You know, being able to just tap into what makes you happy and what brings you joy and what's healthy is all, you know, is all that we can do for ourselves.
Cheyenne Daly, our guest on This Week in America. Her book is 90 Days. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com. And Cheyenne is Cheyenne Daly, Daley. And we've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about writing a collection of poems. You have all of these thoughts. You decided to present them to us in poetic fashion. Talk about that. You do such an excellent job of the presentation in the book in terms of poetry. How did you decide I'm going to write poetry to express the message I'm trying to say?
Yeah, so that kind of like was very spontaneous. I had written a short story before, and that book was published, and I've always wanted to write a collection of poems. I've always been very passionate about poetry when I read it and both when I hear it spoken. So I think it was just something that happened. I mean, it was the easiest way to express myself, and it just kind of made sense. Also, before I had published my book, I was reading a lot of poetry, so it just kind of felt right that that would be the next thing that I would have done.
You mentioned journaling, and I find that fascinating. You talk to so many people that they use journaling as a way to get through different situations. How do you effectively journal? I would assume there's more productive ways to journal than many of us probably realize. What's the best way to go about journaling? How did you do it? What emotions were you expressing as you were writing them down?
Yeah, I don't think that there's a right or wrong way to journal. I think that if you want to draw, you can draw. If you want to just bullet point ideas, that's fine too. If you want to write a whole story, if you want to color, I think that journaling can be very specific to the person. For me, you know, I just wrote about my feelings. You asked what were some of those feelings I was experiencing. A lot of it was anger. A lot of it was sadness. And I think I started there. And like in writing down those emotions, I was able to then come up with, you know, different words or phrases that I could use creatively to, you know, to express that emotion in a positive way.
How long did it take you to get to section 6 of your book, Healing? Is that something that can be rushed, or does this just sort of work its way naturally to that point?
Yeah, I think it works its way naturally. It actually was very, well, I think because I was writing the book at a time when I was actually healing, it was easier for me to write it because I had to actively, you know, remind myself that what I was writing was what I needed to be doing for myself in order, you know, to be healthy and in order to continue practicing self-love and taking care of myself. But the healing part, you know, is continuous, and healing is not linear. So that's another thing that we have to remember. So I think even after publishing my book, you know, I was still healing. And even now, there are still some aspects that I'm still healing from. So I think that that's definitely a journey within itself.
The book is 90 Days. Cheyenne Daly is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find the book available the usual places. I'll direct you to writersrepublic.com. And reading the reviews, everybody says it's relatable. To be relatable, you really need to be honest. How difficult, it's one thing when you're journaling to be honest. How difficult was it? You don't want to share too much. I would think in the back of your mind as you're writing the book, How difficult was it, how challenging was it to sort of expose your emotions to help other people get through similar circumstances?
Yeah, I think at the time when I was writing it, I didn't really notice how vulnerable I was being. I think I was so in tune with the process and trying to honestly help myself get through the hardship that I didn't really realize how vulnerable I was being. But then, you know, once my book was sold, a lot of people told me, you know, how vulnerable and how raw and how relatable it was. And it kind of then dawned on me that I had revealed so much. But I think, you know, I think that it's important to be honest. I think that, you know, it makes it easier for people to relate with your work. And it also, you know, it also gives me depth and just allows us to recognize that we all have these human experiences, you know, that we're going through.
Well, a number of readers have said there's a page for just about everybody. And you mentioned that everybody goes through something like this, maybe not the same as you went through, but similar circumstances. You said a word that I think is so important, vulnerable, vulnerability. Let's talk about that. How do you deal with that and you don't let it overcome you where you go back to making mistakes again because you are vulnerable?
Right. I think that's a hard question. I think that that's where self-love kind of comes back up. You know, ultimately, self-love is the answer for all the questions. You know, everything in life that we do or don't do, I think self-love can fix, you know, any problems that we have. So, you know, that's what I would say. I think it's very, very hard. But just reminding yourself, you know, what you've overcame and how long it's taken to even, you know, get to the next day. And, you know, remembering to practice things that bring joy, whether it be meditating or whether it be running, going swimming, listening to music. You know, during the time for me, I noticed that music actually was also enormously therapeutic, and I was able to, you know, really disconnect with the world, and I started to read more, and I started to, you know, be able to just really tap into this deeper person.
What do you hope the takeaway is that readers come away with after reading 90 Days? What do you hope the takeaway is? How do you hope to impact the reader?
I hope my readers know. So I felt very isolated, and I want my readers to know there's other people in the world that are going through this. They're not the first person, and, you know, there's resources out there.
The book is 90 Days, Cheyenne Daly, the author, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left here. You talk about the importance of dating yourself. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so dating yourself is really important. You know, it's taking yourself out. It's not, you know, waiting for a friend to go to the movies or waiting for, you know, a partner to watch your favorite Netflix show. It's like hanging out with yourself, enjoying your own company, but giving yourself joy, because I think ultimately our happiness needs to come from us and not from, you know, external things.
You've done such an excellent job with this book in helping people. You've got a gift as a writer, a gift as a poet. What are you working on now? Is there another project that you're working on?
Currently, there is no other project. I hope to be starting something soon, but as of right now, no.
Well, that's. I hope that something else sparks you to write, because you do such an excellent job with this. And I've got about 2 minutes here at the end. I want to go back and touch on a couple of things, sort of the coping skills. And you mentioned some of those, and I'm sure it varies from individual to individual. But what are some of the coping skills that you found got you and other people through these difficult situations and get them along that journey, completing the journey to healing?
I think that one of the things that's really helpful is daily affirmations. I actually, have on my phone screen for my screensaver, it's actually 20 affirmations that are listed. So I'll read a couple of them right now. So the first one says, I have great ideas. I am enough. My body is the most precious gift. Mistakes are a stepping stone for success. I love myself unconditionally. I'm overflowing with happiness. And I think that, as we read ourselves affirmations daily, it reminds us of our self-worth, and that's ultimately the goal, remembering how much we're worth, how deserving we are of love, of happiness, of joy. So I think that is definitely a coping skill that can be translated to everyone.
And so many of these ideas in Cheyenne's book, 90 Days, what's it like when you get input, you read a review, you have somebody that gets in contact with you, you're able to help them. They're able to say, Cheyenne, I'm not sure I could have gotten through this by myself. Thank you for being there. How does that make you feel when you're able to sense that somebody has used your experiences to their benefit to get through a difficult time?
Yeah, honestly, I have had many readers say that to me, and it is completely heartwarming. It makes me very, very emotional. Just to know that I was able to be of assistance to someone else, especially at a time when I was at my lowest. I'm just completely grateful, and I have so much gratitude for everyone who has read my book, who will be reading my book. It fills me with so much joy.
90 Days by Cheyenne Daly is the book and the guest on the program. Cheyenne, Cheyenne Daly, Daley, book available at writersrepublic.com and other places as well. And we'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Cheyenne, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story, and helping so many people. A pleasure having you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate being here. Thank you, everyone.
It is our pleasure. Cheyenne Daly, author of 90 Days, available at writersrepublic.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.